Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Het, Mishnah Zayin. We learned that for a piece of cloth to become Tameh with Tumat Midras, it has to be at least 3 by 3 etzbaot fingers. We have a machloket how this is measured. Mishnah says, Shalosh al Shalosh She'amru Chutz Min HaMilal Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Says Rabbi Shimon, the measurement of 3 by 3 fingers that Hachamim said is the minimum for a cloth to become Tameh with Tumat Midras, excludes the hem. Cloth many times was folded over and sewn together to make a hem. And when we're calculating the 3 by 3 area, it excludes the edge that was folded over and sewn together. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. V'achamim omrim shalosh al shalosh mechuvanot. Say the hachamim, no. If the cloth is exactly 3 by 3, even though it's going to cover a smaller area after the hem is made, we still include that spot into the calculation. Now we'll talk about a patch that became tameh and was then sewn onto a piece of clothing to cover a hole in the middle of the garment. We know, kol ha-mehubar la-tameh, tameh, anything attached to something tameh becomes tameh as well. So the piece of clothing here becomes tameh like the patch. But the patch has to be attached to the garment in a very real way in order to make the piece of clothing tameh as well. Telaya al habeged miruach ahat eno hibur, mishitei ruchot zo keneged zo hibur. If the patch that was tameh was sewn onto clothing only on one side and the other three sides were not sewn in, so it was hanging from those sides, it's not considered to be attached to the piece of clothing, and therefore the clothing is still pure. But if it was sewn on two opposite sides, one and then on the other side fully, it makes the garment tameh because the two opposite sides, that's considered to be enough of an attachment. If it was made like the Greek letter gamma, which is the shape of an L, so one horizontal sewing and a vertical sewing as well, like an L. Rabbi Akiva metameh, v'hachamim metaharim. Says Rabbi Akiva, it's considered to be attached, making the garment tameh, but hachamim say it's not considered to be attached, so the garment remains tahor. We said that if it was only sewn on one of the four sides, then it's considered to be tahor. According to Tana Kama, according to the next Tana, we'll say that only applies in a certain situation. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, b'me dvarim amurim. In what case, says Rabbi Yehuda, did we say that a patch that was only on one side is not considered to be attached? Betalet, a type of clothing like a cloak, which is, think of the talet that we wear nowadays, which is just a flat piece of fabric that we put onto our shoulders and we throw the bottom onto the top. We just wrap ourselves in it. And when you're talking about that type of clothing, if there's a patch with a single side that is sewn on, sometimes the patch could be above the hole, it could be below the hole, and therefore it's flip-flopping around because the article of clothing is worn in very different styles, and therefore it's not going to cover the hole properly. Aval behaluk milemalan hibur, milematan eno hibur. But when you're talking about a shirt which cannot be worn upside down, the arms have to be put in a certain way, the head, the neck has to go in a certain spot. So if the single sewing happened on top of the hole, and therefore the patch is now flat and being held in place, it's always going to fall over the hole, then it's considered to be hibur, it's attached. And if the patch was tameh, the shirt becomes tameh as well. But if the sewing is below the hole, we say that the patch is not attached because the patch will curl, it will fall over, and it'll expose the hole.